Did you ever wonder why your parents don't understand the memes you show them? For you, it's just a quick glance and a chuckle escapes your lips almost immediately. As for your parents, a long explanation is needed, followed by a rather disappointing reaction, which takes all the fun out of it. And even if your parents are at least a little familiar with meme culture, why are the ones they send you always so unfunny? Take for example the Kermit meme. Kermit and evil Kermit with a black cape stand face to face. The former says, "I'm sure there's a logical explanation for this," followed by the latter saying, "Overreact." A familiar scene for you, still relatable, bordering on boring, but peak comedy for a boomer. They just aren't as original, you think. Maybe the trends reach them slower, but is that really it? What makes our humor so different from other, older generations?
We all know of irony, and in a way also what it is. But not a lot of people know that there are actually multiple layers to irony that can explain how Gen Z humor has evolved until now. I will explain further so. There's layer zero of irony, which is no irony at all. So the truth, or actual worldview a person wants to share. A way YouTuber Drac visualizes it in his video is a plain house that was just built. The actual first layer is what we are most accustomed to. The irony labeled in this layer is the opposite of what the speaker actually wants to convey, usually done in a sarcastic tone. Here, the house is deconstructed into its own building blocks. The third and honestly most confusing layer is post-irony. Here, the speaker returns to the sincerity of the pre-irony in a sarcastic tone. For this layer, it's easiest to envision a new house that was built off the original blocks. The material is the same, but the big picture is different. Lastly, there's a layer called meta-irony, where irony and sincerity are mixed up, leaving both the speaker and the audience confused about the intention. Here, the house isn't really a tangible house anymore, but rather something created by the speaker to be conformed to their advantage.
Most of Gen Z has spent a lot of time online at this point. We are used to the fast pace of internet culture. A trend that has been out a week reaches the shelves of a shop a month later and is almost out again by that time. The same goes for memes. The first to interpret and use them are the ones that see them first, and therefore the ones that are online the most, which is mostly younger generations. By the time an uninspired, one-dimensional Kermit meme reaches your family's group chat, it has been out 2 months already, and you've probably moved on to the next new internet insider. The only thing making that meme funny to you now would have been a total, multi-layered reinterpretation of its original character. How do we use irony to form that?
We have understood that there are multiple layers of irony, and that memes as well can be subverted many times. We can use this theory and apply it to our Kermit meme to explain it a little further with a format that is familiar to the most of us. The first and unironic layer of the meme is Kermit facing his darker side. The meme depicts how one's mind can refuse to submit to one's commands. In this case, the inability to stay calm when confused and distressed. We can understand this layer of the meme as the house that has been built but not altered. The second layer depicts the original meme in a badly drawn way, with a more exaggerated and ridiculous text. It's mocking the original meme because it's an overused format, making it uglier, which also makes it funnier. This layer represents the deconstructed house that ridicules the original. Now we go on a rather complicated realm, post-irony. The meme is now simplified to the point of the two Kermit figures being depicted as married dots, barely resembling the original picture anymore. The text is also minimized. Yet, what is important is the fact that the meaning of the post-ironic meme is identical to the original one. It is the house reconstructed as a completely different thing, still holding on to the original meaning and intention of the pre-ironic image. Lastly, we enter the picture plane. What we see are merely three stripes of color next to each other. The color are reminiscent of the original meme, yet without any context, there is no way to attach meaning or humor to the picture. Yet it is still funny to people who understand it, even in this form of abstraction. It is the chaotic picture of the house that is embedded in chaos and nothing more, completely stripped away from its origin.
Now we've seen how irony can actually be more complicated than we thought. how sarcasm isn't sarcasm, and how the ever-changing world persuades our perception of what is funny and what isn't. So next time your parents don't understand you, maybe show them this podcast.